We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. So, yeah, I had an incident. Remember Friday, we went to my daughter's cross-country meet. And this is
out of town.
Out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Hour and 20-minute drive. Harrowing drive. A lot of traffic on the road.
Mm-hmm. Who did the driving?
My wife on the way there and myself on the way back. And in the middle of it, I was asleep on the drive there. I was sleeping in the passenger seat. And my dog.
Daddy needs a nappy.
I told her. I said.
So who's in the vehicle?
Wife in the driver's seat. Me in passenger seat. Daughter was already there. She went on the bus.
Right, right.
With the team.
She's with the team. A dog in lap. Dog in back seat.
Back seat.
In the harness?
Yes. In her seatbelt. Well, apparently, an hour into this drive, while I was sleeping, the dog gnawed through her seatbelt. And appeared between us, like right on the gear shift. So my wife said, "Oh my God, Jesus!" And that's
here's
when
Johnny.
And I woke up, and we're just like, I mean, it was. We were all across two or three lanes of traffic. She goes, "Oh my God!" And she goes, "Grab the dog! Grab the dog!" And I said, "What? Why is the dog?" The dog was right, and I felt her on me. I was like, "Oh my God!" So I had to hold the dog the rest of the way.
Now, darling,
wife's
here.
In your half sleep.
Terrible. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was terrible. And then at the event itself, I told her the dog should not be going. This is an hour and a half drive there and back. But, you know.
You love the I told you so.
I said the dog ought not be here. Now, then while we're at the cross country meet, I'm sitting on my lawn chair, on my camp chair, which mm-hmm. we sat down at the finish line. And the dog is on the leash next to me. Well, dog chewed through leash, and all of a sudden the dog is in the world.
Now you got a loose animal.
Well, I had to grab her and hold her the rest of the time. So I'm holding my cockapoo, stroking my cockapoo at this cross-country event, and everybody sees it. It's terrible. And they're like, "Don't you have a leash for that dog?" I said, "No, the leash is broken."
Leash law. You know people looking at you like,
"Oh, I know."
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't believe you they think you really don't. That you really just carried around without a leash.
Exactly. Yeah. So I look like one of these
guys.
You
look like a loon.
You look like a scofflaw or
or a loon.
Yeah.
You're like that the monkey guy. Yeah. That's not my cockapoo. That's my
daughter. Yeah. That's right. Is your daughter here? I'm holding her. Mm-hmm. I'm holding my daughter.
Is she in the race?
No.
Well, one of them is.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so it was terrible. Anyhow, that wasn't even the most.
Do we need newer leashes?
I was surprised that she chewed through that. Now, the leash she chewed through was, and she's never exhibited that behavior before.
Yeah, that's weird.
Ever. This is disturbing.
I was surprised. And the leash is one of those that, you know, you could allow her to go at 10 feet or 3 feet, you know. And good, I mean, we'd used it for a year. And she chewed through it. And I just looked at my wife and said, look at this now. Look what has happened here.
Oh, she had two barrels of ammunition.
Mm. I did twice. I said, that's why this dog does not belong. She goes, don't you talk about her like that. That's a member of our family.
She can hear you.
That's right.
I know. I'm well aware.
Now here, but the worst part of it, this is why my wife and I didn't speak on the way back. This is a girls cross country meet. And I was watching. First, there were the middle school girls, and then the high school girls. Okay, so we sit. We get there. We've got the lawn chairs, the camp chairs.
How many participants in each
a
cross country race?
The state meet. So
I was gonna say states
over 100. I mean,
my gosh,
a ton. Yeah,
really.
Right. Oh yes. And so what we do is sit our camp chairs right at the finish line. And when my daughter takes off, I do my Wordle for 30 minutes. Oh, there's a picture of me holding the dog. My wife has just sent a photograph of me stroking my cockapoo.
God, the angles.
I look really old.
That's a good one, too.
I look really old. There's another one. I had to care. And you see her festooned there with her collar.
Oh, my God.
This one
oh,
even
my
the
God.
The dog is like, I just want to go home, too.
So does the man.
We both chewed through.
We're both thinking the same thing.
We both chewed through our restraints to try to get through.
Yeah.
Why are we here?
Why are we here? I mean, we drove an hour and a half to sit for 30 minutes and see my daughter for 30 seconds as she left and came back.
I've never been to a cross country meet. Is the start line the finish line?
A lot of times they're the same spot.
Okay.
In this one, they were probably 100 yards apart. So we got there on the finish line, and unbeknownst to us, it was like a loop. So they crossed through.
Oh, even better. So you see her more.
See her twice. So I saw her a total of about 30 seconds. And then at the end, we took a picture together and that was. And then we're just like, all right, let's get on home.
Yep.
Carry your cockapoo.
Get on the bus.
That's right.
Carry that chicken dog. Whatever it is.
Did you see the, she fashioned that collar.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? That's team colors.
Oh, yeah.
She fashioned that the night before. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
Dog was going to be festooned. Okay, here's where I really got in trouble. While the middle school race was running, I was sitting there, and we got our spots early, and I'm sitting there on a beautiful day. Well, about 10, 17, 18-year-old girls stood right in front of me to cheer on their teammates, you know, their middle school teammates. And I'm sitting, and they're standing.
Is there a rope line?
No.
Like dividing the course from the spectators?
There is. Yes, there is. And they were right up on the rope, and I was about 3 feet back from the rope, sitting.
Stroking my cockapoo. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And these girls are right in front of me. And then, you know, they're there for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then they move on. After the race is over, they move on. And my wife turned to me and said, don't think I didn't see you staring at those girls' asses.
What?
I said, well, what am I supposed to do? They're right in my face. And these girls, of course,
they're
I already finished the word. I finished the word already.
Well, do a Sudoku.
What was your starter word? Teens.
What? Asses. Why is your starter word asses?
A-S-S-E-S?
A-S-S-E-S.
That's a terrible starter word.
Why is your starter word asses? You use S three times. Don't you dare. Don't you dare tell me you weren't.
No word will start with asses.
I broke my streak. I didn't get Wordle because I started with ass. Yeah. You used ass three times. That's an awful starting word. She goes, don't you dare sit here and tell me you didn't stare at those girls' asses. I watched you stare at those girls' asses.
Well, what?
I didn't know. How could I?
These girls are in great shape. They're cross-country runners, and their asses are hanging out. They're right in front of me. I'm just sitting right there. You know, it's like stroking my cockapoo.
And they're like, a puppy. Oh, my God, a puppy. Oh, yes.
That's right. Then these girls, like, run across there. They strip down to their sports bras and their little shorty shorts. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? You know? I mean, they're only 18. That's the thing. I can't listen. But I was sitting at Max, and I'm sitting there in the camp chair. I thought, you want to feel like a dirty old man, stroke your cockapoo while 10, 18, 17-year-old
at a girls'
cross-country meet, you know? And there they are standing in front of you, asses out. And you play and you Wordle all at the same time.
Spot me while I do a split. I got to get a drink from the refreshment stand.
You want to feel like an absolute perv, let this happen. And you're sitting there, you know. And
So the ride home was icy?
Oh, yeah, big time. And on the way home, she's like, you're driving. I was like, oh, okay. But I said, I've been working. She goes, we've all been working. Here are the keys. Let's go.